Hi, my name is Destiny Easley, and this is another argumentative podcast about police brutality. We live in a world filled with never-ending changing events. We never know what day could be our last. Sadly, this world is also filled with crime and discrimination. Luckily, to combat said crime are various police forces who work day in and day out to protect those who are innocent from those who are not. Unfortunately, some cops take this kind of authority to their heads and in return cost some very innocent people, especially people of color, their lives. Police brutality is a topic many choose to avoid talking about because it's a touchy subject depending on who's listening. Many people have lost faith in our police department, and since this happens more often than usual, people just assume every cop displays this kind of behavior. Police brutality gets more people of color than anyone else. Police brutality targets more people of color than anyone else under the suspicion that they're either a suspect of crime that has nothing to do with them, but they fit the description, or because of the stereotype that black males or anyone of color are criminals. I'm here to discuss different cases in which people of color, or just people in general, have had experience in which their rights were violated. I'm also going to talk about how police brutality exists and shouldn't be ignored but dealt with. Let's start this out by talking about an incident that happened on December of 2013 in Kansas City, Missouri. So a little bit in the past, but not too old. According to ACUL.org, quote, black drivers are stopped at a rate of 85% higher than white drivers, and too many police departments across the state regularly use disproportionate force in dealing with minority individuals, end quote. That should be enough information already to tell you how much of a problem this really is. As a person of color, I shouldn't feel unsafe or uneasy towards the people that are supposed to protect me. I feel personally that I have a target on my back simply because I'm black. But as the story goes, a man named Josh Bills was walking a good distance from his house when he was approached by not one but five officers. Someone had apparently called the police about a black man wearing black clothing in the area, so these cops just assumed that Josh was a suspect. Josh complied with the police in a polite manner, as one should nowadays, and his hands were by his side. His hands weren't even in his pockets, people. Quote, despite being cooperative, despite being cooperative with the officers, Officer Josh Nelson, without warning, grabbed one of Bill's arms and violently kicked his legs out from under him, smashing his face into the concrete, end quote. You can check out the video on their website, but this is just a prime example of how just because you fit the description, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Police will just assume it's you because you're in the area. Police instead need to stop being lazy and take the time to search for the suspect in question, not arrest. People that fit the description. Josh lay motionless on the ground, the cold ground, while another officer had his knee on his back. What do you need your knee on his back for? You already slammed his face into the ground. He can't really go anywhere. The officer who was responsible for slamming Josh reenacted how he did it to other cops as if it was something to brag about. The ACLU of the state sued just as they should have. This man was held in jail and lost his job just because he was racially profiled. And it all off, the cops that watched all of this happen didn't do anything to help Josh. They stood and watched. Some cops like to hide behind their badge, and they also like to not step in when they know another cop is stepping out of line. Cops aren't meant to be heroes. Stop acting like you're above the law just because you protect it. One of the first things people do when they get pulled over by the police is record them. Now people have to make it aware to the police that they're being recorded. It's happened way too many times in which police who went to court for police brutality are not found guilty of their crimes. Or in other cases, they were fired or resigned, but never get the jail time they deserve. Jesse Bright is a lawyer, but drives for Uber on the side. He believes strongly that Quote, when people record their interactions with police, it helps reduce confusion of their case if their cases end up in court, end quote. The officer told Bright that there was a new state law that made recording the police illegal. Bright knew that there was no such thing. The officer even threatened him that he could go to jail if he were to keep doing what he was doing. As is right, Bright knew what he was doing and was going to keep recording. The officer told Bright that if he brought the passenger... The officers told Bright that he brought the passenger to a drug house that was under surveillance. Bright had no idea and was just doing his job as an Uber driver. The cop then told Bright that he should have known and that this was all a cover-up. Quote, Wellington Police Chief Ralph Evangelist said in a statement this week that his department was, quote, launched an internal investigation, end quote, into the February 26 incident. He said, taking photographs and videos of people that are in plain sight, including the police, is your legal right, the statement said. As a matter of fact, we invite citizens to do so when they believe it is necessary. We believe that public videos help to protect the police as well as our citizens and provide critical information during police and citizen interaction, end quote. Police are willing to lie for people to get them to do what they want them to do. We shouldn't fear the police in any way. Know your rights, people, and let them know if those rights are being violated. Bright wasn't a person of color. He was a human being who had their rights violated by police, who think they're above the law and can do whatever they want just because they wear a badge. Imagine if Bright got angry or if the cop got frustrated at the fact that he was recording. Anything could have happened. Bright could have gotten hurt or even killed. You must know your rights as a citizen and you must stand by them too. We've covered some instances in which people were either harmed or violated under the hands of the police department. This is just the beginning. There are hundreds of cases and videos and news coverage of the police not doing their job right. They're hurting and killing black people and could be doing the same thing to non-black people as well. It seems like no one is safe these days, and that's sad because not all cops act this way. The ones that do paint a bad image for the ones that do their job right. This is a problem that we must solve. According to the Washington Post, quote, among men of all races ages 25 to 29, police killings are the sixth leading cause of death, according to the study led by Frank Edwards of Rutgers University, with a total annual mortality risk of 1.8 deaths per 100,000 people, end quote. We can't continue to leave this topic in the dark. We most certainly cannot continue to let the bad cops walk free when they know they've done something wrong. When we've known they've done something wrong. I'm sorry. We depend on these people for our protection. And some stand by the badge they wear, but the ones you see on TV hide behind that badge and are just as trigger happy. Thank you for listening.